Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, in today's age of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, social media, sitting in front of the computer and emailing someone and not talking to them, we've actually lost the art of communication. We just think we're communicating with people, but we're really not. We're really not understanding exactly what the back and forth of what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they look like when we're talking to them. We are just putting words out there. We don't know how the words are being received. We don't quite understand exactly what we should be doing to be listening to someone, to understanding exactly what their needs are. So we just say things. And if you, in your company you find that you're having problems with your employees, you have to ask yourself, why is that? Am I not communicating the message? Of course, a lot of it has to do with hiring the wrong people. Better interviewing, making sure that we are absolutely putting ourselves in a position of hiring for attitude, understand what we're looking for, understand what the skills are, and see if that person will fit in or will improve the culture of the company. But we can't do any of that unless we understand communication. Communication is not just saying words. It's not just making demands. It's not just saying, you must do this. It's talking to another person, a real person, not a computer, not an email, a real person, and delivering the message that you want to deliver and getting a proper response that's going to be positive. If you're not getting a proper response, maybe you're not wording it well. Maybe you're not understanding yourself. Maybe you're in a situation where you think you're talking to someone, you're communicating with them, but you're probably not. So we don't talk to each other today. I know you'll experience this. You go for your annual doctor's appointment, and you look into the faces of the people sitting there, and what are they doing? They all have their heads down. They're all texting. They're all looking at something on their website. They're looking at something on a. They're watching a movie. They're doing whatever they do on their smartphones, but they're not talking to each other. We need to open up our minds, and we need to start studying communication. If we study communication, if we study how to understand what someone's saying, how to relate to them, how to deal with a difficult situation, how to bring someone to our side, how to negotiate, life gets better. Because what does every business person have? Every single business person, big or small, has stress. And where does that stress come from? The stress comes from the inability of that CEO, president, or business owner to able to rally the troops, to be in a situation where people understand what the direction is, to bring people to their side, to get done what needs to get done. And how do you do that? Well, you do it through communication. You do it through words. You do it through being able to talk to someone. You make them feel like they're welcome. You make them feel like their ideas are valuable. It's an exchange of ideas. And today we are not exchanging ideas with each other. So watch other people. Watch how they talk to each other. Learn from the ones that are great communicators. If you're watching a TV commercial, how does that commercial relate? How does it communicate to the people? If you're watching a TV show, a talk show, how do they communicate? If you're just in a restaurant, how is the waitress communicating with the patrons? Wherever you go, listen to what people are saying. Put yourself under the microscope and say to yourself, am I doing it the way it needs to be done? It's really hard to do that. But once you do it, and once you start putting yourself in a position of understanding that most people want to succeed. Most people don't want to fail. The problem is they need leadership and they need direction. and that comes from communication. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.